There we go.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Sorry, one sec. No worries. You needed the sleep. Sorry, one of my friends was, we were supposed to meet up this morning or before now to have like Thanksgiving morning time friend edition, where we ate leftovers, but unfortunately they just messaged me now saying that they just woke up and they think that their girlfriend may have COVID. So tons of fun there. Anyway, welcome. Thank you all for tuning in. It is November 26, 2021, and it is 1901 UTC. So this is the adventure that we all live in, I guess, today. We've got another COVID block of stories. But yeah, we'll kind of roll through it. We'll touch on that soon. But hello, welcome to everyone in Com, Stug, and Harry Larry, X1, Northern Lights. Hello, hello. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here. Handy C, I see you joined recently, and Bob Jonkman. So thank you all for being here. It is Black Friday, also known as Buy Nothing Day, depending on what you're dealing with. So, yeah. So let's run through. We got a lot to talk about. It's a busy news day, despite it being a holiday in the U.S. It's always a surprising time. Bob Jonkman, you're funny. New show name, 30 Minutes of COVID with M&W. Maybe it'll just be a second show. It'll just be a weekly reading where I just read the names of those who died or something. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started the way we almost always start. And that's
world news.
Right, that's right, with world news. You know, Bob, it is for a lot of people. I'm off of work still, so I'm not, I call it a holiday. So this first story is, comes from an interesting source. Basically, I was reading the World Socialist website, and they had an opinion piece about this article, or this notice that went out on the 25th yesterday, and how no one was talking about it. And then I went and looked at their source, and their source is just this nonprofit that has an interesting goal. Basically, it's called Alarm Phone. Alarm Phone is it's kind of an odd agency. Basically, what they do is they're a nonprofit that has a phone number, and they go around to migrant camps, and they give this phone number out and say, if your boat is going to sink, call this number, and we can give us your coordinates, and we'll try and get people to you. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of migrants running around, you know, crossing the Mediterranean and the channel, English Channel, trying to get there, and they keep sinking and dying. So lots of people die. Well, this comes to us from Alarm Phone. They're letting us know over 400 lives are at risk in the central Mediterranean. A boat with approximately 430 people on board, including dozens of children and minors, is in severe distress in the central Mediterranean Sea. We urgently appeal to the Italian and European authorities, do not further delay rescue. The Alarm Phone was first alerted by distressed people on board at 11:57 CET, I don't know what that is, on 24th of November 2021. According to them, the boat's disintegrating and they can't hold out much longer. Moreover, they report several people have already died. There are over 100 people below deck. In case of a shipwreck, they would be trapped inside. The last position we received from the boat was at 7:54 hours, so that was yesterday, this morning, and their coordinates were 34:45, 11:34. My phone is blowing up, I'm sorry. I don't normally get messages, so I didn't think to mute it. Let me see what the heck is going on. The group text is blowing up. So, I'm muting my phone. sorry, there's a group text from people we were going to go see a movie, and then we all forgot that it was a holiday, so, or a holiday week, so everyone was out of town, so it's been a bunch of BS. Anyway, sorry. This is troubling, though. Alarm phones repeatedly informed European authorities in Italy and Malta. MRCC Rome has informed us that they were not the competent authority in this case, while RCC Malta simply hangs up when we try to relay information on the case. It's clear that neither the Libyan Coast Guard nor the Tunisian forces can adequately deal with this distressed situation. Indeed, we fear that their involvement might prompt panic on board, as the people do not want to return to a place of unsafety, but are seeking protection in Europe. Moreover, the Tunisian authorities have told us on the phone at 44 hours in the night that it would not be possible to carry out a rescue operation involving over 400 people. This morning, the Tunisian Coast Guard sent out two assets, but according to people on board, they are not intervening. The Tunisian authorities have said they were trying to coordinate with MRCC Rome, but to us, MRCC Rome, I don't know what MRCC stands for, or RCC, I guess it's Coast Guard? I don't know. Simply keeps repeating they're not the competent authorities. However, according to relevant conventions and customary principles, the informed rescue, oh, here it is, rescue coordination centers are responsible to coordinate a rescue operation. The annex, the SAR convention, establishes clear obligations on coastal states to coordinate and protect life at sea, regardless of the strict division of search and rescue areas as far as the allocation of responsibility. Basically, this is an interesting bit of news, because this is some news that we're getting directly from a nonprofit that's saying, hey, we've been reporting this and nobody seems to care. So probably in a week or so, we'll have a story about how these 400 people died and how tragic, nobody knew about it. But you and I will know, we were in on it, that they were going to die long before then. The North Sea. Yeah, the article I read was, it was like, there's 400 people about to die in the Mediterranean, but because there are people in the north who are going to die or who have sunk and died, they're not going to talk about this. So lots of migrants are dying. Everyone's trying to flee these war-torn areas. It's very troubling. It's like, how can we help make their homes safer, so that we don't have these people dying so much? Or why can't we open up these destinations? Anyway, let's go to the Ukraine.
World news.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, the sadness, it's just there. We gotta live with it. There is death all the time, all around us. Zelensky says coup plot uncovered. Ukraine ready for any escalation with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine's intelligence service has uncovered plans to stage a coup involving people from Russia that was due to occur next week. Zelensky did not give full details of the plot, nor did he accuse the Kremlin of direct involvement in his comments at a press conference in Kyiv on November 26th. The Kremlin swiftly denied any role in any coup plot. At the press conference involving journalists from Ukraine and abroad, Zelensky also said Ukraine was ready for any escalation from Russia amid recent reports of Russian troops massing in Russia's western regions and in illegally occupied Crimea. Media outlets in the New York Times and Bloomberg have quoted U.S. officials as warning that Russia might attack this winter, with some saying a potential invasion could be on a scale far greater than in 2014 when Russia seized the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea. On the coup allegations, Zelensky said he had certain audio recordings in which plans for carrying out such a plot on December 1st or 2nd were being discussed between unspecified people from Ukraine and Russia. He said that they mentioned Rinat Akhmetov, the Ukrainian billionaire, who didn't personally take part in the conversation. Zelensky stressed he didn't believe the billionaire would get involved in the plot, as it would be a fatal mistake for him to take part in the war against the president. I believe this is a setup of Rinat Akhmetov, Zelensky said. So far, there's not been comment from Akhmetov or Zelensky's remarks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, our good friend, we hear about from him all the time, denied the allegation of Russia being involved in the planned coup attempt. We never do things like that, Peskov said. Akhmetov, there's a lot of strong words here, I'm sorry. Akhmetov owns Ukraine's largest private power utility, DTEC, DTEK, plus multiple businesses in eastern Ukraine, including steel and iron ore producers, a bank, insurers, and a television channel. In his other comments on November 26, Zelensky said the Ukraine was in full control of its borders and was ready for any escalation. "There's a threat today that there will be war tomorrow," Zelensky told the press conference. "We're entirely prepared for the escalation." We shall see how this plays out, but this was just, I thought, an interesting story that there was a coup plot that was uncovered. That's going on. So let's talk about more death. Channel migrants. Emmanuel Macron and Boris Johnson clash over the crisis. Surprise, surprise, France and England not getting along. Emmanuel Macron has reacted angrily to Boris Johnson's public call for France to take back migrants who reached the UK. The French president accused the UK Prime Minister of not being serious by making the call on Twitter after the deaths of 27 people on Wednesday. The diplomatic row erupted after France withdrew a summit invitation to Home Security Priti Patel. The UK government urged it to reconsider, with the PM saying, "This is a problem we have to fix together." Belgium, France, and the Netherlands. Anytime I see Belgium, I get excited. Belgium, France, the Netherlands, Germany, and the European Commission are due to attend Sunday's talks in Calais, which Mr. Macron set up to deal with the recent surge in migrant crossings in the Channel. The diplomatic spat comes as French fishermen are holding a day of action, including blockades to disrupt cross-channel traffic and protest at post-Brexit fishing rights granted by the UK. The sinking of an inflatable boat on Wednesday marked the biggest loss of life by drowning in the Channel in many years, with 17 men, 7 women, one of whom was pregnant, and 3 children. Ahead of Sunday's meeting, in a letter to Mr. Macron on Thursday, which was shared on Twitter, Mr. Johnson set out 5 steps which he said could help avoid a repeat of the tragedy. They included joint patrols, better use of technology, and stronger cooperation by intelligence services. The letter also called for immediate work on a policy of returning migrants who reach the UK to France, alongside talks to establish a UK-EU returns agreement. This is basically a back and forth where, as the migrants transit different countries, each country who they get to that border, they say, "No, return them to that other country." They're totally ignoring the problem. They're just like, "We don't want to deal with this problem." It's kind of like when your neighbor sweeps their stoop, and they live upstairs, and they just sweep all the dust and debris onto your stoop. It's like, come on, you know, don't be a bad neighbor. Anyway, a French spokesman accused Mr. Johnson of saying different things in his conversation with Mr. Macron and in the letter, adding, "We are sick of doublespeak." So we'll see what happens. The UK is not, remain in Mexico. Good point, Harry Larry. It's kind of funny to see it play out like this, but also kind of sad. What we end up seeing, at least what I'm seeing anyway, is the West, basically the Western countries, all the big powers, all the rich powers, they're like, "Hey, you know what? You should treat people fairly and give them, and they deserve a living wage, and everyone should get good things and have a good friendly time and have all these rights." But as soon as they have to do anything, put their money where their mouth is, put up or shut up, they immediately change and show their true colors. And it's like, oh, that's right. All of these world powers got to be world powers by being ruthless ruthless fighters. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But anyway, it's time to play a song because, goodness gracious, we sure do need it. I'm worked up. This is Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours from Stevie Wonder.
Shame to cry.
Welcome, Publius.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, that's right. Anon Radio is powered by SDF, and SDF's powered by you. So thank you for listening. Thanks for being here, hanging out in calm if you are, or just listening. Or listening on the archives. That's something we don't mention all the time, but you can go to archives.anonradio.net to listen to all the past songs, past shows, episodes, if you miss one. And you can go way back. This show's been going on. We're on our 364th show! Live show, anyway. So we started in July of last year. Prior to that, if you look through, it's labeled. Before that, I used to do a show that was like an electronic music show. If you go before then, and for some reason, and you're wondering what's going on, that would be going on. That's what you see. sorry, I'm just all over the place. But yeah, so check out the archives. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we've got the Doobie Skulls Committee with Tobe. That is a fun show that happens every single day, Monday through Monday. Every day, holiday or not. There's almost always a show, unless the government or private industry decides that you are not allowed to listen to Tobe, which sometimes happens. Bojo Jojo. Oh, I'm sorry, Publius. VoIP wasn't working for him this morning. VoIP is a fickle mistress. All right. Sorry about that. All right. We got to focus. There is some news to go through. We've got to do our COVID block.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
That's what most of the world says about coronavirus. Here we go. Coronavirus. EU to block flights after Belgium. Belgium getting mentioned twice in one news day. New variant case. EU nations will impose an emergency flight ban on countries in southern Africa after discovery of new coronavirus variant there, an EU commission spokesperson has said. Eric Mamer said member states agreed to ban after Europe's first case of the variant was discovered in Belgium. The variant... Oh, they gave it a name! They gave it a name! Are you ready for this? This name is pretty intense. Hold on. Here we go. The variant named Omicron. Omicron. Yeah, Omicron. The variant named Omicron has also been identified in South Africa, Botswana, and Hong Kong. So it is no longer B.1.1.152, I think was what it was. It was B.1.1. something. Anyway, it is now named Omicron. The WHO, the World Health Organization, has declared it a variant of concern. Health chiefs from all 27 EU states agreed to impose the travel ban in an emergency meeting on Friday. The ban will be applied to travelers from Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. Scientists say they still have much to learn about the virus's new mutations, and the WHO said it will take weeks to understand the impact of the new variant, as experts work to determine how transmissible it is. The WHO on Friday said preliminary evidence suggests the new variant carried a higher risk of reinfection than others. Scientists have said it's the most heavily mutated version yet, which means COVID vaccines, which were designed using the original strain from Wuhan, may not be as effective. We talked about yesterday this identifying variant and how quickly it was spreading, so it's kind of interesting to see the WHO now saying, well, we have to study to see how quickly it spreads. It's like, yeah, we know. 10 people had it 1 month, and then 1,000 people had it the next month. It's going to be pretty crazy. The WHO says so far fewer than 100 sample sequences have been reported. Cases have mainly been confirmed in South Africa, but have also been detected in Hong Kong, Israel, Botswana, and Belgium. UK Health Secretary Sajid Saeed Javid said on Friday that the variant is highly likely to have spread to other countries. Most of the cases in South Africa have been from its most populated province, Gauteng, of which Johannesburg is the capital city. Only about 24% of South Africans' population is fully vaccinated, which could spur a rapid spread of the disease. Spread of cases there. Dr. Mike Tildesley, a member of the Scientific Pandemic Influenza Modeling Group, told the BBC on Friday. In Hong Kong, the infections were found in a person who had arrived from South Africa and a guest in the same quarantine hotel, who tested positive a few days later, the Department of Health has revealed. Both were fully vaccinated. Europe has identified its first case of the variant in Belgium. Belgian media reports suggest that the case emerged in an unvaccinated young woman who had recently traveled from Egypt via Turkey and developed mild flu symptoms 11 days later. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Friday it is on the verge of a state of emergency regarding the new variant and that he would act fast, strong, and now. One case was detected in a person who was returned from Malawi, according to Israel media reports, quoting the country's health minister. Another two suspected infections were yet to be confirmed. All three are said to have been fully vaccinated. So, hey, welcome, Leo MD. Welcome, welcome. So, yeah, it appears here, what's disturbing is that so many of these fully vaccinated people are the people showing up. And two, I think it's pretty cool that the quarantine protocols are strong enough that they're actually catching people before they've, you know, gone and had a birthday party or Christmas party. That's what's going on there with Belgium. India's Serum Institute has resumed vaccine exports to COVAX. The Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine maker, has resumed exports of vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX distribution program after halting most overseas sales in March. The company was to have been COVAX's main supplier, but an explosion of cases in India resulted in a pause of exports. Belgium wins! Belgium was first. First in Europe. At the time, Serum Institute had contacts to provide COVAX with 200 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines and unfinalized agreements to supply 350 million more. The suspension was a significant setback for global efforts to distribute vaccines equitably. Gavi, the vaccine alliance which co-manages COVAX, said the company had provided just less than 30 million doses. With new infections in India at the lowest levels in months, Serum resumed exports on Friday. Its shipment to Tajikistan under the COVAX initiative was the company's first in 7 months. This will go a long way in restoring vaccine supply equity in the world. So I thought that's pretty great news. Pretty cool there, right? Of course, like we said, air travel is being affected. Morocco halts flights with France over COVID-19 spread. Morocco will, from today, November 26th, suspend flights to and from France because of rising numbers in coronavirus cases. The ministry said the decision to temporarily halt flights was made by an interministerial committee to preserve Morocco's achievements in terms of management of the COVID-19 pandemic and to deal with the deterioration of the health situation in some European countries. So this is Morocco cutting off Europe. France has been recording increased virus cases with 33,464. Hey, Roger, Rotor SB, welcome, welcome. With 33,464 cases reported on Thursday, the French government announced new measures to curb the fifth wave that include giving booster vaccine doses. Earlier Thursday, there were reports that the carrier EasyJet had suspended all its flights between France and Morocco until December because of the tougher entry restrictions. The decision is likely to hit hard those who traverse regularly between the two countries. Morocco had previously canceled flights with Russia, the UK, and Netherlands over COVID-19. Welcome, welcome. I don't know if Leo MD is listening, but hello. Thanks for tuning in. So, COVID's doing all of this stuff, but don't worry, it's also affecting the rich people, which might actually help for once. Stock markets across the world have fallen sharply after the discovery of a new COVID variant raised fears of the economic recovery. The FTSE 100 index of leading UK shares closed 3.7% down, while main markets in Germany, France, and the US also sank. Shares in airlines and travel firms were hit hard, with BA owner IAG and Wizz Air, I didn't know that was a real thing, down 15%. TUI shed 10%. The UK and other nations have introduced a ban on flights. The UK Health Secretary Saeed Javid said scientists were deeply concerned. kind of the same thing we were talking about. The FTSE 100 index suffered its biggest one-day drop in more than a year. Shares of major UK lenders, HSBC, hey, I have a bank account with them, Lloyds Bank, NatWest, and Barclays, all fell about 7% as investors scaled back expectations of a Bank of England interest rate rise in December. The biggest FTSE 100 riser was food delivery firm Ocado, up 4.5% on anticipation that online firms would be a beneficiary if tighter restrictions are reintroduced. Carnival Cruise Line suffered 15% slide, making it the biggest faller on the FTSE 250, while EasyJet fell 11.5%. Hey, Tobe, welcome. So, yeah, that's kind of what's going on there. So this is what's going on there. COVID causing all sorts of drama. We are going to run out of time. We're low on... I don't think I understand. Is this news? Let's see. Altering the website... Oh, this is a Stack Overflow question. Yeah, this Stack Overflow question is pretty silly. You can change it to whatever you want. It's up to the server-side validation to verify it. It doesn't matter what you... You can send it junk without editing the form. You could just send it random post requests if you want. All right, let's go through what we've got. Here's the headlines that we don't have time to talk about because we've got, you know, 100 seconds. Clashes as protesters demand end to violence against women. Violence against women, violence against the women protesting against violence against women, which is a hard sentence to say, but yeah. Riot police in Turkey and Mexico have fired tear gas and smoke bombs at protesters calling for an end to violence against women. In the Mexican city of Guaymas, three people were shot dead in an attack on the city's female mayor. And in the Turkish capital of Istanbul, clashes broke out with security forces. There are also large rallies in Barcelona, Paris, and London to mark International Day for the Elimination of Gender-Based Attacks. Sudan's PM Hamdok actually backed the military takeover, says a general. Deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Dagalo, tells Al Jazeera that reinstated Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was part of discussions leading to the military takeover in October. This is really troubling. We're going to have to see more about that soon. Riots also are rocking the Solomon Islands. From COVID lockdowns, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is at the battlefield. There's video to prove it. An app outage locked out hundreds of Tesla drivers, locked them out of their cars. And Ilhan Omar calls someone a buffoon and a bigot. And then two people died playing with a train. That's all the time we got today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And thanks for everything. You guys have a good day. See you Monday.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.
7, 6.